Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday, the 28th day of April, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts over the next 7 days for Austin and for South Central Texas. Yesterday, a step back first, a lot more cloud cover than I anticipated. It was interesting. Once we got Gulf of Mexico moisture really surging back in the wake of the cold front that passed earlier in the week, folks, it came back quick yesterday. You go 50, 100 miles east of Austin yesterday, where we only received about 30 to 35% of all possible sunshine. You go east of here about 7,500 miles, the sun was out all day long. So we kind of got in this flow of moisture up from the Gulf, came right over the Austin area and kept cloud cover in place. We didn't get as warm as I thought we would get. I think that'll be a little less of a factor over the coming days. We should see a little more sun in the afternoon hours, and we will see warmer temperatures as a result as a south to southeasterly surface wind continues. We are increasing the moisture enough, though. I'm a little more concerned. National Weather Service even mentions this out of New Braunfels this morning, that we could see out of the morning low-level cloud cover a little patchy drizzle or light rain, and we saw a little of that this morning. I have no reason to suspect we won't see it again tomorrow morning, Friday morning, and into the weekend as well. Basically, a warm and humid spring-like weather pattern for Austin and South Central Texas. Now, we're getting late enough in the year that any approaching fronts, and that's something we have to watch, just have a lot, heck of a lot harder time getting this far south. And that's what I see for late Saturday into Sunday, Monday, another front, actually a third front by the middle part of next week. None of those look like they'll make it into the Austin area. But the question is, how close do they get? And if they do kick off showers and thunderstorms to our north and west, the bottom line is, can we expect maybe a few of those showers to work their way in? Latest guidance, computer guidance from the National Weather Service and from other meteorological agencies indicates at least the possibility, particularly late Saturday and again late Sunday, mainly into the nighttime hours, that a few showers and thunderstorms could work their way in from the northwest. So I'll increase the chance of rain slightly for Saturday night and Sunday night to account for that. I think we'll get those two fronts dying out to the north of us. There's a series of fronts for, I think, Sunday into Monday off to our northwest. They'll die out. There'll be another front that heads south by Tuesday into Wednesday of next week. But again, no indications that it'll ever make it into the Austin area. It'll die out before it gets here. But I think we may have to add a shower or thunderstorm in that forecast out there around day seven or so, middle part of next week. Something we'll just have to watch pretty carefully. I haven't added it yet, but it may ultimately have to be added to the forecast. Now, the National Weather Service and their Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, has reacted to this in a little more of positive nature this morning. In their forecast 7-day rainfall, they've gone to more like a quarter to a half inch of rainfall. Previously, it was clearly less than a quarter inch. And over the next 7 days now for Austin, they're saying a quarter inch to a half inch. So we'll have to watch it. We'll see what can sneak in from the northwest over the weekend into early next week, and then potentially anything for the middle part of next week. Temperatures, they're going to warm back up. I think ultimately by the weekend, temperatures will be above seasonal averages, just a few degrees as the spring, that was a very typical spring-like weather pattern continues for Austin and for South Central Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 28th day of April, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast. That's the text on the website. In addition to my audio weather thoughts, I'll update that again tomorrow morning, Friday morning. I hope you have a good Thursday.